This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Klein's Jewelry on Westheimer for the Klein Christmas Party. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's here, the Christmas party. How about it, guys? Already. Maniacs are here already.
How about this?
How about this? We're getting it started. Are you guys going to climb on today? Let's go. Climb on, brother.
You don't have to drink. Don't let them peer pressure you.
Yes.
Don't let them peer pressure you.
But yes, you really kind of do.
But if you do, there's some right over there.
It's right over there. That's Mark Klein's voice, and we are here at Klein's Christmas party. Marky Mark, how many? Do we have any idea when we start? When we started, how many of these we've done?
I think since like 1996.
No, it couldn't have been 98.
98.
It was probably our first year, second year in.
A lot of good times.
Yes.
Remember when I got arrested?
We remember that.
You were detained.
Yes.
You were detained.
No, you were arrested.
And
you were detained in the back of a cop car.
Should we do it again? Across Westheimer?
Ooh, that's a long way.
That's what got him last time. He did the onside kick across Westheimer.
Yeah, over a cop car.
Over
the cop
by.
Car.
And the cop pulled him over.
The cop stuck him in the back of the car. And we were like, well, this isn't the way to start a party. Remember Matt Jackson was freaking out?
Yep.
Mark's been arrested! Mark's been arrested! I'm like, what? How did Mark get arrested? Yeah. We're doing a show in Klein's building at the time.
In the store at that time. And, he got arrested. Only the cop was a listener. And he knew it was coming, and he pulled him, and he scared the snot out of him.
See, I didn't think he was. I thought he wasn't nice. Yeah, no, I don't think he was a listener. I think he realized what it was, and he tried to, act cool.
Play it
later.
Off.
Because for the first half of that, he was not
nice.
He
wasn't?
No.
I was asking him, doesn't your wife need anything?
Yeah. He was trying to bribe a cop.
You're bribing him.
I was not. I just thought maybe she would want something to let me out.
That's bribery.
Oh, I thought it turned out he was a listener and he was just messing with
you. He said
he
was.
Oh, he was.
Remember he drove around the parking lot flipping everybody off?
Yeah.
That was a nice cop.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So we're going to do the onside kick. How did they handle this last year, our first year here?
I always ask for forgiveness.
Yes. Don't ask
not
for permission.
I don't ask for permission.
Just forgiveness.
I don't want to get in trouble twice.
Do you remember the lady? Is it still here? The ladies from the nail salon were getting
she's
lit
over there.
They got lit last year.
Oh, she was mad.
Yeah.
No, they got lit drunk. On alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh, they were drunk.
Yeah.
Perfect. They were doing nails drunk.
That's it.
I'm telling you.
People had like all these
crazy ass nails.
They thought they were designs. No, they were
They're
just drunk.
One of like, you want to come inside for a nail? And I was like, no, I'm happily married.
Hey,
I'm
but
not,
if you,
I'm not even
it's
taking
not a
chance.
Massage parlor.
I didn't say it was, but she was getting a little friendly, and I was like,
they brought out the fluorescent little open sign.
Yeah.
So Jason's Deli, how nice are they? They've already brought food out.
They did. They brought.
Jason's Deli.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Raul is here with his buddy, and Cobos Q is here, and they're cooking up the tacos for us. Quesadillas and tacos.
Dude,
today.
How good is that? How nice is that?
That
for
is
them
awesome.
To come out?
Look at that flat top they have.
They got 110 pounds of meat.
Yep.
And they're out here. They're up at Atascocita.
Steak.
They're getting big. Raul says they're probably going to build a building and put a permanent building up there. Now he's got a trailer with a patio out there, and he's doing so well. It looks like they're gonna open up their own shop.
I need to get some of those shoes.
Yep.
Those are the Cobos
What
shoes.
Are those? Stripes?
Oh, yeah, they're stripes.
Or checks.
Stripes.
What are those, Dell?
That's stripes over checks, John.
Yeah. That's stripes over checks. You're damn right it is.
They got the same kind. You see, that's like the team uniform.
Yeah. And Raul's going to the Texans game on Sunday, which is nice. Way
yes,
to go,
sir.
Baby. Way to go. And we've got Texans tickets. Listen, Acme John. Where's Acme John? Is he out here today? Look at the tent he put up.
I think he'll be here.
He's got to come out. And
he's
he
been
also,
to enough. He's like, man, I'm getting out.
Yeah,
here.
Right. Why would I go to this one? He put up the tent out here, and he's got Texans tickets, and he's got Texans memorabilia that will be given away today as well. But all today, and you're giving away diamond earrings for the onside kick.
Diamond earrings. We'll be giving away gifts and prizes every 30 minutes.
Every 30 minutes right here.
Yes.
So if you're here, you got a chance. But here's the deal is we got great prizes all day long, but you got great prices all day long for
the
people.
You know, anything in diamonds, diamond pendants, earring bracelets, y'all have heard me say it for years. It's the same thing over and over because nothing changes. It's the best deal in the city of Houston. You pull up right to the front. Well, not today, but you pull up right to the front.
Yep.
And you come in, we wrap it for you. It's a small store. It isn't a big store. It's not some big conglomerate. You come in, and I take care of you every single time. So don't go to the mall. Don't go to the half-price sales that are stupid and jacked up.
Mm-mm.
You come to Klein's, it's going to be taken care of every single time.
Man, I went to the gallery, and I saw jewelry stores, and I said, why would anyone buy – you look at all this nice marble and stuff here. Mm-hmm. Not that your store's not
nice.
Don't get me wrong.
But look –
Don't get me wrong.
If you want someone to wear a suit and tie and sell you something and give you wine and cheese and champagne, you're getting jacked up.
No. Now,
if you get champagne while you're shopping, I don't want to be here.
Now,
they have those comfy,
I know what price
comfy couches are going
to –
you're going
to – they're trying to get you drunk before you buy, that's a problem. You know who else does that? Strip clubs.
What?
What?
Well, here, if you want somebody to give you Coors Light and dress in a sweatshirt and hat.
That's it. Yeah. And ESPN is on the TV. We sit here. We hang out.
Mm-hmm. All day long. So this should be a great day. If you got to get her something, this is the day. Get over to Mark's over here. He's got thousands of pieces in stock right now, or he can make it for you by Christmas. All you got to do is get here, and let's go. To Klein's Jewelry, 5868 Westheimer. We're here, baby. It's Fountain View and Westheimer. You'll see the tent in the parking lot. Everybody's got to sign up if you want to have any libations. You're going to have a wristband. So the girls are over there waiting for you to sign up and get started. And Cobos Q is here. Unfortunately, Sweet was unable to come today.
Yeah, he had an issue at his shop. So Glenn Sweet Miller from the Raging Bull Tailgaters, we will miss him. Love that guy, so he won't be here. I like how you're burying the lead, though, about who's sitting next to you.
What, Delvin?
Yeah, out in public where people can
talk
to him.
Everybody gets to hug Del today, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody, he loves that. He wants you to come up from behind and hug him.
I don't know why you're promoting murder around Christmas.
Look at that. And Jell-O shots.
These are non-alcoholic Jell-O shots, but don't give them to kids.
They'll
be fine.
Dez did that because I shamed her, and she got – okay, Lance is getting it started.
In that case.
It's the first Jell-O shot of Christmas right here. And 97.
Like
Lance is kicking it
like
off.
It's like Christmas Story and –
Carson Wentz already did one.
What is Carson Wentz right doing there? Here?
He's not playing. He's not playing this week.
Well,
got a broken back.
These do have alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah.
Everclear, Des?
Everclear?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Way to go, Des.
1-5-1.
All right, so we're just getting it started. Mark, let's go, baby. Let's have a big day.
Let's do it. Let's have a great day.
It's not only here, but it's also at Nick's. We're going to be moving on to Nick's place as well.
Let me start getting the onside set up.
Well, not until 7:30.
We're going to do 7:30.
We're going
to
do 7:30.
You got to have some people
so people
chase
can
you.
Get here. Yeah. We're going to get people out here. So you got plenty of time to
Woo!
Get here.
If y'all want to warm up a little bit, these Jello shots are going to help.
Yeah, I would imagine they will.
Right in that area.
Like I said, the show's moved to Nick's place at 11 o'clock. We want to thank Nick.
Hey, if you want a drink at Nick's, I'm going to buy you the first drink.
Are you
Nick's.
Really? You're going to buy the first one?
Yeah, oh, nice. You come in, I'll give you a receipt. You go over there, give it to Nick, and I'll buy it for you.
Oh, nice. Oh, look at that. Mark's buying the first one at Nick's place today.
So we want to make sure we go over to Nick's right after here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Promote Nick.
We're all doing that. Absolutely. Have some. If you don't eat enough here, there's plenty of food. Nick's got food. I swear
Del's,
to God.
Del's buying everybody at first their first pizza.
Del's buying pizza?
No.
No,
no chance.
There's
no chance.
Less than no chance. There's less than zero chance. Dell's buying everybody pizza.
Hey, did you guys see what happened last night? Chris Paul got he had a hamstring injury.
That never could have happened.
Yeah, it was.
That's an unbelievable occurrence.
No one expected a hamstring injury, but unfortunately he has now just become cannot play back-to-back guy. It's just not going to happen anymore.
You know, maybe they shouldn't play him back-to-back, you know?
Maybe you should pay him half the price. No. Then maybe you shouldn't pay him the full price.
Good luck with that, Lance.
Yeah, Lance.
Yeah.
I can see. You know what Chris is going to say? Listen, I don't want the $40 million. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to play back-to-back, and I'm going to give you back half the money. That's never, ever,
you can
ever,
prorate
ever.
My salary for every game I play.
No. That's never, ever, ever, ever.
Why
never.
Is that never an issue in sports where guys who are durable and play every game don't get a little pissed off that they make relatively the same money that guys that always miss 20 to 25% of the season.
No.
Like if somebody else had 50 vacation days.
Like Charlie?
Yeah, like Charlie.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's not great for morale.
Okay.
I had to do a show for Charlie. I had like Charlie. I did a show with Charlie for 1 year. Charlie had so many vacation days, and he would schedule them. Like if the Astros, when I was a 790, if they had a spring training game that would cut into his show, he was 100% going to be there.
Yes.
Because he ended up doing like, well, a truncated show today, 1 hour only. Like, that's not one where he would miss.
Right.
He would show up.
Yeah.
That's full credit.
Oh, that's a full day.
But, man, Charlie needed – his scheduling is so incredible, vacation. He's able to maximize – like,
hey, God bless.
No. Like it's a skill. He should create an app where you say, all right, where all you have to do is list your amount of vacation days. You have to list which days are holidays that you're – and then Charlie's app will schedule your vacation days to maximize your vacation.
Right. No, Charlie's good. And do you take off after Christmas now?
No.
You're still here after Christmas?
I'm here. I'll be here on the 27th.
You have half price sales?
No.
No.
You don't have to.
The price is still lower than everyone.
Raheel calls it Muslim Christmas. The day after Christmas, he goes and buys everything because everything's on sale that next day. You're going to have a big sale the next day after Christmas?
Will you have a sign that says Muslim Christmas?
Muslim
Christmas. Where'd Klein go?
Will you have a sign?
You put up a sign, Muslim Christmas. Raheel's welcome.
Oh. Hey, and by the way, our guy Eric Layden, big-time Hollywood actor, is going to be out here a little after 8 o'clock. And we've got a ton of scripts. I've got some really good scripts from movies. You'll recognize them. I'm going to do one to kick it off.
Okay.
Silence of the Lambs.
You are.
I'm going to do one, Hannibal Lecter. We've got the heat scene from the diner.
Yeah.
When those two are in there, you got we've got one. We couldn't do anything with Full Metal Jacket. It's just too
filthy.
We have two Pulp Fictions. We've got some. We've got some in there. We've got some other ones in there as well.
Good.
Fight Club. Soliloquy from Fight Club. We might have Dell do that one.
Yeah.
I'm not your puppet.
Yeah.
You're just not going to volunteer me
you
to
know
do
who
things.
We should Del. Get is Dell.
You're not pulling my strings.
We should get Dell to do that.
Yeah. No. All right. We're going to take our first break. We are live at Klein's Christmas Party right here, 5868 Westheimer. Get over here and enjoy the wonderfulness that is Klein's Christmas Party right here on ESPN 97.5. I'm going to start right now, though. How about mybookie.ag? Mybookie.ag. This is a great time to get in. If you haven't yet, they're going to match half of your initial deposit. So if you're looking for a great way to enjoy all the games, you like the Texans, you like the Eagles this weekend? I kind of like the Eagles. If you want to know the truth, I'm kind of on the Eagles because I just don't believe that the Texans can go up there. We need a signature win. I'm just not sure it's going to happen this week. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. But if you want to get down and you want to get that bet in, all you got to do is go to mybookie.ag. And it's not only sports. It's everything. It's unbelievable all the stuff that you can bet on at mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They'll match half of your initial deposit right now. Let's play. You got the NBA. You got NFL. You got NFL playoffs. You got all the bowl season. You got all the playoffs. Everything going on. This is a great time to get in. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
Storm, but if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be
rocking around Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Klein's Jewelry on Westheimer for the Klein Christmas Party. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back. Live at Klein's Christmas Party. It's already starting to live. Everybody getting their wristbands. Everybody getting their Coors Light on.
Cause represented.
Attaboy, climb on, brother.
We got the Longhorns represented.
The Longhorns are represented. Look at Dez. Dez is all horned up.
She's horned up. We got Horn Kid. We got Astros.
Yeah.
We've got West Virginia.
We got a Texans and Astros.
The Texans. There's the Cougars.
I want to see that.
There's Cougs.
Dude's got Texans on. I want to see if there's more Astros or Texans going to be out here today. As far as that, look at you got everything going. Astros and Texans. All right, you want to talk about?
Ain't nobody repping Rockets right
now.
Yeah,
where's the Rockets? Where's the Rockets being repped out here? All right.
Oh, well, hold on. He's on his fifth layer.
Yeah.
He gets to his fifth layer. It's
there's
on.
The Rockets.
Sir, it's not 20. We shouldn't have five layers in 48 degrees. That's why they won't open a damn roof.
Chase repping West Virginia. Way
they won't
go,
open
baby.
A roof because of people like you. They think we're too soft. And I'm saying that with this heavy-ass Gore-Tex coat on it. Like, yeah, I wore this in New York, and it was like 20. I'm like, this isn't even cold. This thing's so warm.
Want to thank Coors Light for being out here doing this. Houston Distributing, Bill McCloskey. Yeah, awfully nice of you guys to donate a little libation for the people out here. We're going to be here for 4 hours having fun. Kobos Q. Jason's Deli brought some out. We've got Kolache Shop. Did they already show up? I think they're here already. We got Kolaches out here. There's going to be plenty of food. Texadelphia is bringing stuff out as well. Thank you to them. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thrive for all. Hey, don't leave without your Thrive today, okay? Thrive is here.
It'll be here.
We got plenty. I think we got 1,000 pills coming out for you guys today. And y'all. And I hope you use every one of them.
We got some of those Hims pills. No, I'm just kidding. You know, turn the party weird. Nah, the party gets way... creepy.
I think it'd be fun.
No.
I think it'd be a good time had by all. Okay.
Just a bunch of dudes running around.
Well, I didn't say a bunch of dudes. Aren't there?
Well, who else would be taking the pills?
We got Dez is here.
What does that mean?
Let's move.
It's aggressive.
So, like I said, the hamstring for Chris Paul.
And they lose. And they lose the game. James Harden 7 for 23.
Back.
I mean, again, playing about the same way that they were before. They were looking good.
Well, it's one game, but it's really not, because Chris Paul's hamstring is going to last more than one game. So now we'll play the how many games does Chris miss over under. I'm going to set it at 3.5. Where are you going? Although I need to look. Like, okay, will Chris Paul play the Christmas Day game? Or no, are they Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Will Chris Paul play the Christmas Day game? We're 21st right now. I'm going to say no is minus 300.
I'm going to say no, too.
Will he play the New Year's Eve game?
Last time he missed three games. Yeah. And listen, he wasn't – before that, you look at the way he was playing before the hamstring injury and the way he was playing after, he was starting to play again. And I thought maybe he was getting back into it or whatever, and then he does this again. If he's going to have another where it takes him a while to get going again, this is a problem.
Will he play in the New Year's Eve game?
Yes. No? Yeah.
It's 10 days away.
How many games is that? Just We're going days.
But it's days.
I'm going to go no. I think he's out 2 weeks.
God dang it. 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, we're all – what is that?
They're going to be they're going to be extra cautious.
You what?
They're going to be extra cautious.
Mark's got some kind of ghost pepper or something.
Who's eating that?
What is that?
No one's going to eat that crazy
pepper.
Nobody
wants that. What are you doing?
Wait. Oh, wait a minute now.
For diamond earrings?
Hold on. Those are called headphones.
Oh, yeah. Put that on. Yeah.
He learned from Nick.
Okay. Here we go. Here's Mark Klein from Klein's Jewelers.
Hold on a second.
He's got beautiful diamond earrings right here.
I like this game.
Okay, now what? Okay, what's the game?
If you eat this, you get those.
Okay. It is a hot pepper. What kind of pepper is it?
It's just a pepper.
I'm more concerned that your hands are all over it.
Where did you get?
That's my concern. I don't care about the heat. He's touched it. You've touched it. I'm out.
Listen.
Lance has touched it. Now it's on the table. It's ruined.
Now it's worth earrings. Now it's worth the earrings.
Okay.
You can wash it off with water over there or Jello shots.
Not your germs.
All right. Wash
you
it off with Jello shots. It's alcohol.
And you
it kills
get these diamond earrings.
It's like a sweet pepper.
It's not a sweet pepper.
It's not a
I'm
sweet pepper.
I'm going to bet it's not a sweet pepper.
0% chance as a sweet
okay,
pepper.
Okay, so.
It better not be.
Who's got the stones to do this? Right there.
Right off the bat.
Let's go.
All right.
Come
go.
On.
If I were you,
I would
sir,
rinse
I would,
that.
There's
hit
water.
A table.
There's water to rinse it over there.
I have three guys have touched it. It's
I have
weird.
A feeling he's not going to be around for the eggnog jug.
No. Dude, the eggnog jug. I got the three trash cans ready for the eggnog jug.
Yes. The eggnog jug. What's it? What are we
giving
away for
that? Oh, the prize will be big time. Don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we got to have a big time prize for that.
Acme has the Texans tickets.
Acme has Texans tickets?
Texans, Jaguars, no one's doing it.
Texans, Jaguars, you sure?
No one's doing it.
Maybe we should do that for, I don't know, a coin flip or something.
Maybe as
are you? What's your name?
First round of Texans playoffs.
Lindsay? Yeah. Are you ready for this, Lindsay? All right. Are you sure?
I'm like, serious. You can go wash it off.
Yeah, wash that thing off.
Dell's really upset
about
this.
Well, you can wash it off.
Sorry, Lindsay.
Yeah. Just rub it on your shirt. Okay? Don't be scared.
All right.
Are you ready?
So this.
Here we go.
There's a good picture.
Oh! You gotta swallow it though.
Wow.
Okay. Dude. Here he goes.
What kind of pepper
how
is that,
it,
Mark?
Lindsay? Is it nice? How is that?
Just staring right at Mark.
The eyes are starting. He's starting to water.
I told you it was like a sweet pepper.
It's actually not bad at all.
It's not bad.
No.
It's one of the cocoa sweet peppers.
Are you kidding me? You did that for us. All you chickens wouldn't do it for a sweet pepper. Yeah, and he did it. Way to go, Lindsay.
There you go.
Diamond earrings.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it.
I told you the
germs.
Oh,
you scaredy cat.
I told you the germs were a bigger deal.
Go to HEB and let's go get a real one. Let's do it.
He got his prize.
That HEB closed.
No. It's right down the street.
Oh, there is one?
We can find hot peppers there. I feel like I just got ripped off.
Yeah, you did.
I wanted to see tears.
I wanted to see tears, too.
I wanted to see regret.
We've got the onside kick coming up, though, pretty soon. Hey, I know you're not scared of that. Just let's try not to fall, skid all over, and rip stuff up on the pavement this year.
No, let's try to.
Oh, you want to?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Let's do that. Run as hard as you can to get those diamond earrings. How about Lindsay was the only one with the stones to step up and eat that, and it was a sweet pepper. How about that? Club coming out and scaring everybody. We are here live, 5868. The people are starting to come in, and if you're in the neighborhood, get here so you can get here for the onside kick for the diamond earrings that are coming your way in just a minute. Hey, live at Klein's Jewelers.
So let me ask you guys a question. I talked to Chase, our old intern. Well, actually, I don't know. He may have been in sales at one point too. Just intern. So Chase Hernandez was a pitcher. You remember at HBU.
Yeah.
And one of Tony the Hatchet Man's favorite pitchers at HBU. And he's West Virginia by marriage.
By marriage.
Not by birth, but by marriage.
It's the same with me in LSU.
And so I was asking about Will Grier, their starting quarterback, not playing. Because remember, this started just 2 years ago with two players not playing. And now it's turned into what I knew would be an epidemic, and it's only going to get worse.
Right.
Guys have to – who announced that they're coming out and going pro are now having to put separate posts saying whether or not they're going to play in their bowl games or not. And Will Grier, starting quarterback, decided not to play. You have not talked to Dana about that?
No.
You don't know how he feels about it? I can't imagine he's super excited about it. But this is going to be the reality now. More and more players are going to – Texas had four players shut it down last year. This year there's several who are shutting it down. It's going to continue to grow. What are the future of the bowl games in 5 years, in 6 years, do you think? Because they are losing luster. Chase's dad said he was, like, been waffling about whether or not to even go now.
Yeah. Well, and without your quarter, that's a tough one for a coach. We haven't seen that before.
Nope.
A quarterback saying, I'm not doing it.
But why would he be hurt any – I mean, you have cornerbacks not playing. A quarterback is more likely to get hurt than a cornerback.
I don't know. Are they? I don't know.
Yeah. They take hits from blindside hits.
Yeah, they take all kinds of hits, but I don't know. We'd have to look at the numbers. What exactly – the empirical data.
Data is guys don't get hurt in bowl games. Over time, there's a very small percentage that do.
Right.
When you look at the amount of players who play in a game and the amount who are lost with season-ending injuries, it's a very tiny number.
Yet you see Jake Butt, right? You see Jalen Smith, right? We've seen guys, and immediately it's like, well, why are you playing? Why are you risking? It's a business decision, and you know what? Those kids play, and I don't want to say for nothing because they get scholarships, but. You know what? If they're going to the league and they got a chance to make a big money, I'm not holding it against them.
Well, that's fine, but all I'm saying is I would not expect the bowl games to exist in the way that we think they do, because here's what's going to happen. Fans are not going to travel to games as much. It's already hard to get fans to a lot of games. You have a lot of empty seats. The people who are in the hometowns of the bowls typically don't go. They got to give them away to Boys and Girls Clubs to get people in. If the traveling fans don't come and don't add to the economy, yeah. And they don't start spending at hotels, and they're not buying the tickets, that's going to be a real problem for the survival of a lot of these bowl games. And all it's going to take is three or four key players from each game. And I don't think that's unreasonable.
Well, we've already seen it with Arizona State.
Yeah. I don't think that's
– And they lost. The wide receiver didn't play.
Oh, in Keel Harry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's I don't think that's unreasonable to say that we're going to start seeing
– And they lost to Fresno because of it.
Some pretty good players. Well, yeah. Will Greer, you're taking out
Will Greer is
your number one guy.
It's huge. It's huge, Will Greer.
The only sell for West Virginia fans is you get a first look at your future.
Yes.
Because Jack Allison's never started the game. He's going to be in a competition next year to win that job.
Right.
He gets a leg up. If he performs well, he may be the front runner. That's the only thing you can sell to your fans. Hey, take a look at your future.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
That's a tough sell.
Some coaches always liken it to an extended spring game. Well, that really is going to start turning into that for a lot of programs, depending on how good. Look, if you don't have good NFL talent, you're not going to have to worry about it.
But I will say this. You say it's relatively. As a matter of fact, Bob Stoops told me a while ago, 10 years ago, he said, man, this guys not playing bowl games is not something new. Guys would tell you, I ain't going out there and making it. I ain't putting my life out there on the line when I know I'm going to the league next year. He said, this is you would see guys suit up and play very little. He said, Coach, I'm not playing. Okay, this while guys sitting out and making a declaration is relatively new. Guys not playing in bowl games is not something that's new. This has been happening for a long time.
We haven't heard about it.
No, we haven't heard about it because they suit up.
Maybe Sooners weren't playing.
Well, no, he said this. It was happening all over the place. Guys are making business. They've been making the business decisions for years. It just wasn't public.
Here's what's going to be interesting. People who say it's no big deal, don't cry when your players are sitting out there.
Yeah.
Because it's not – I'm telling you now, and maybe this will be – Look, I'm not a big fan of having 100 million bowl games anyway. So I feel like it kind of cheapens the bowl games. Bowl games used to mean a lot more than now. Now they really don't mean a whole lot to me.
Greedy's not playing, right?
No, he's not playing either.
Greedy's not playing. I mean,
your best players are going to stop playing. The bowl games are going to stop. I think you're going to stop getting the same sponsorship dollars if you start seeing fewer people watch some of these and some of the secondary games were already, I think, in some trouble because of people feeling like they didn't matter as much. Because the college, you know, bowl system, the playoff system, has diminished the importance of the other games in some people's eyes. So I think that's a double whammy for the college football bowls. But I was, you know, the Will Greer thing is interesting because this is a quarterback. Who's got a name and, you know, who's got some draft value. And we'll see by next year, I think you'll see at least two and maybe three quarterbacks.
All right, we've got the onside kick coming your way in just a few minutes right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll do it. When we come back right here. Right now, though, I'm talking about GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. I need you to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com if you're going to sell your car. I don't know why you wouldn't. why wouldn't you go to GiveMeTheVin.com to find out what it's worth? Because top dollar is coming your way from GiveMeTheVin.com. They promise that. If they can't beat CarMax or Texas Direct Auto, then they're going to give you $100. You got to be, I mean, that's ridiculous that you wouldn't go there and find out how much you could possibly get for that trade-in. You could also do it through the dealership. The dealership is going to try to give you as little as possible. That's how they make their money. They give you as little as possible on the trade-in, and then they say, well, we'll take this off on your new car. You know what? Take this off in my new car and give me the most I can get for my trade-in as well. All at GiveMeTheVin.com. Doesn't make any sense not to. GiveMeTheVin.com.
May your days be merry and bright.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and I want to tell you about Texas Star Grill Shop. Nothing goes better with barbecuing, well, than a shot of whiskey and some really good meat. And you can happen to find one of those at Texas Star Grill Shop. They've got meat at cost. I believe it's Wagyu, and that's big time. You can go there to the shop at 2045 Southwest Freeway at Shepherd. And while you're there, when I say one-stop shop, it's kind of ridiculous. You can get your grill, the one that makes the most sense for you. They will help you find the one that makes the most sense in case you're a little bit puzzled about which one makes the most sense. But wood pellet grills, ceramic cookers, Weber gas grills, infrared grills, they've got something for everyone. They can do outdoor kitchen installations. They've got all the very best championship rubs and marinades and seasonings, things that are winning at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo Cookout. You can have the exact same things. And whether you are a pit master or whether you're a novice, I'm talking to you right now because I'm telling you, I started as a novice, but I'm pretty damn skippy with that Memphis grill that I have right now. And our Christmas tradition is beef tenderloin, and what I do is I smoke it, and then I put the internal thermometer in there. It works digitally through my phone. I can read it through the phone, and then I take it off at 137 degrees, and it's perfect every single time out. Make your barbecuing experience perfect every single time. Make sure that you go to Texas Star Grill Shop and take advantage of their great sales right now. Delivery and assembly is absolutely free and guaranteed each time. It's TexasStarGrillShop.com.
The Blitz with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
That's the best part of sports is the emotion that you get out of it.
Weekdays from 4 to 7.
It's like a marriage. If you're married to something, you're that big of a fan, you're going to have bad times.
On ESPN 97.5.
Silver bells.
Silver bells.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Klein's Jewelry on Westheimer for the Klein Christmas Party. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We're back. John and Lance don't have their headphones on, so they don't know that we're back. John's using a shot pole to feed people shots, and the police department is here. So we'll figure out what that's about. But these two are still – oh, look, you want to put your headphones on and go to work? You want to
do
that?
Hey, guys, what's going on? I do like the fact that –
holy crap. Hey. Hi, officer. Ossifer, it's great to see you on here today.
Ossifer.
Hey, don't be drawing attention.
No, hello. Welcome in. Uh-oh, we got – oh, where's it?
I like how John draws attention.
And he's coming back for
just
more.
Just act like everything's cool.
Hey,
so like we were saying,
so the Rockets are, you know, without Chris Paul.
Yep,
I'm afraid.
Yeah,
he's
going to be out for a long, long time.
This is awkward.
Chris Paul's not going to be here.
I don't know who's in charge of this. Look at this. And cop's like, what the heck is going on?
And when are we doing
here?
This onside kick?
You what?
When are we doing this onside kick?
We got. Well, let's wait till the cops leave.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Don't you think? I mean,
is it illegal for people to chase after a football?
Sure, there's a rule somewhere.
I'm sorry, was there a law?
There's a law.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Do you think they'd be all down with
you
that?
You know what? Here's what I've noticed in life. In life, there are things that are against the law, and there are things you just feel like you shouldn't do in front of cops.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
And I do feel like an onside kick where people make a mad dash through a parking lot.
Yes. Of a jewelry store.
I don't know.
Everybody running.
I feel like that would draw unwanted attention.
Yeah, mine's driving, so. It's one of the two. Oh, that joke just fell flat.
So anyway.
No one got that one?
No, I got it now.
Hey, ask Mark.
That's your biggest fear.
Yeah, driving.
Hey, ask Mark, yeah, to come on. Do we have a football?
Driving through League City?
Anyway.
Yeah, we got football. So
Mark's
got
a football. All right, we're going to do the outside kick, everybody. Who's ready for an outside kick? Diamond earrings on the line. Diamond earrings are on the line with the onside kick. Are you ready? Marky Mark, we just had the cops here, so I think they're gone. I think we're good. You have a mic? You don't have one?
No.
Oh, my God. So we're tied to this? Okay, then we really need to take this down, okay? This part?
Yeah.
All right. Because we got to see. Which way are you going? What are you going to do? Yeah. That wouldn't be a bad idea. Yeah, call in. Yeah, do the play-by-play with your phone. All right, let's go over the HEB parking lot. Hey, can we take this? Michael, take that. Unstrap that. Let's get this taken down so we can see, too, and go from there. If you're not here, then there's something wrong with you, okay? You need to be here out at Klein's Jewelry. And we are – they're what? Oh, they're on clips. Dang it. Okay, that's all right. This is some kind of – this. Hey, Lance, do it so we can see it over here, too. All right, through that parking lot. Oh, we're going to do it right here? Okay, here we go. We're going to do it right. All right, this is a great idea. Mark Klein has got the football in a shoe.
Now, we have a wide open, an empty old HEB parking lot that is enormous. No one's going to run into anything. Everything's going to be fine. No one's going to hit a car.
Yeah.
Or we could kick it here in between a row of cars. With more cops.
Is the cop coming back?
No, he's just patrolling the other parking lot.
Oh, cool.
Now he is because he's listening to the show.
Yeah, it's not.
We gotta stop ratting out what we're doing. Hey, start talking in code.
Okay.
So now I guess Mark is going to kick it here, and we'll see if somebody gets run into a car.
Well,
like a
there's a
match.
Car coming at us right now. Maybe we should think about that. Maybe this is a bad time with this car right here. So Mark is going to kick it. How many guys? Hey, raise your hand if you're going after the onside kick. Raise your hand. Are you going after the onside kick? All right, let's go. Line up behind Mark as an onside kick. Uh-oh, you can't be in front of him. You got to be behind him. Got to be behind Mark if you're going to do the onside kick. All right, because we can't be offsides. We cannot be offsides. All right, Lance is getting out there. There are a row of cars here. For some reason, we're doing this right here, which no one understands. And Dustin, you going? Okay, go. No, you don't get a head start. Okay? Hey, young Texan. Wait a minute. This guy, I don't know about this. I don't know about this. How old are you? How old are you? I'm not sure about it. Are you sure he's not going to? Okay. All right, if you're a parent, that's tremendous parenting. Are you ready, Mark? Go! There goes the kick. Oh, a good kick, too. Uh-oh, everybody running. Oh, there's about 20 guys running after a football in a parking lot, and it's picked up. Oh, and falls. That happens every year. Someone hurts themselves. That happens every year.
And big surprise.
Scraped up.
In a game of speed, who won?
The African-American
dude. Who outran everyone?
We had one African-American
and
dude.
Hey,
white guys. You're making us all look bad, okay?
The NFL does that every week, John.
Unbelievable. I mean, how stereotypical is this
onside
kick?
It was one against 40, and he beat all of you.
You do one more? Okay, but the African-American can't do it. Okay. All right, we got to give the white guys a chance. Mark's going to do one more. Okay. Come on. Are you guys kidding me? Well, you're going to do it over the cars? All right. We're going to do one over the cars. Mark's going to do it again. He's got another one. For those of you, all you white guys, get back in line. Okay? Get back. Oh, yeah. You too. The Hispanic said, what about me? Yeah, you can go. Don't worry. You can go. You ready? Mark said, kick. We had an offside over the cars. Oh, here we go. It's over the cars. Here they go. They're going around the cars. Everybody's diving. Here goes people underneath cars. We've had it underneath cars before. A white guy got it. That's because it's all white guys. The only way the white guy could get it is because it was all white guys. That was your car, Steve? You better move it. Steve from Prime Social is here. They've got gift certificates for us as well. So if you're looking for fun times, this is the place to be. Klein's Christmas Party, 5868 Westheimer, right here at Fountain. You'll see the tents. You'll see all the people milling and enjoying libations.
Tell how uncomfortable are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10.
What do you
mean?
We
have cops.
Yeah.
We have drinking. We have people chasing after footballs for earrings.
I'm not driving, so I'm good with the cops right now.
We have
now.
A shot pole.
That doesn't bother me. I am happy that the one man who was the athletic one won.
Yeah.
And then he didn't get tackled.
But he did fly through.
You know what his name is? Steve Smith.
Is it really?
You knew Steve Smith was going to win.
Oh, yeah, Steve Smith.
Steve Smith, as soon as – if you tell me somebody's name is Randy Moss, they're winning.
Yep, and Steve Smith. No question.
If a guy named Luke Kuechly comes out here, he's the favorite.
In the meantime, how about my peeps over at Edwin Watts? This is a great time to get over to Edwin. Hey, we're heading down the stretch here as far as Christmas goes. And how about for that guy – in your life, well, guy or gal, that loves to play golf. Well, we got the perfect gift. We got a bunch of perfect gifts for you at Edwin Watts. Experts ready to help you pick out the best holiday gift for the golfer on your list. Right now, they have a special holiday offer from Callaway. You save $5 on Chrome Soft, the only golf ball featuring a dual soft fast core engineered with graphene, one of the strongest yet lightest materials known to man. It delivers explosive speed with tremendous control. Now just $39.99 for a limited time. And the Rogue drivers set a new bar in speed and forgiveness. That's what I got. I got the Rogue. I'm going to tell you, I love it. I love my driver. It features jailbreak Callaway's faster driver technology in their most forgiving head. Now $100 off. And gift cards are always a hole-in-one for the hard-to-shop-for golfer. Don't forget, you join the Edwin Watts Customer Loyalty Program. You get 2% back on all your golf purchases. Visit Edwin Watts in Houston, 5395 Westheimer, right here, Yorktown and Westheimer. Get on over there to Edwin Watts, the home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, celebrating 50 years of making golfers' holiday dreams come true. Friends and relations,
send salutation. Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Klein's Jewelry on Westheimer for the Klein Christmas Party. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back live at Klein's. That's a horrible sweater right there. We got everything going on right here at Klein's. Just already started. Kobo's Q, we really appreciate all. I mean, how nice is it? How awesome is it?
Oh, we getting close. Kobos, we getting close?
We got close. Pick Me events out here. Michael, everybody take your picture today. And in 20 years, we'll see what you look like at Klein's Christmas Party. And we'll do in 20 years from now. And you get to keep, you got emails, you email them, and everybody's going to be able to keep their.
Thankfully, they didn't have that back when we started, or you'd see what we looked like 20 years ago.
I better not be here in 20 years.
Worn out.
Yeah, Dell.
I have made no progress.
Take zero. Your life is a disaster.
Stuck in neutral for 20 years.
Dell, have you taken another picture?
Don't do my dad out here.
have you taken another picture?
Yeah, Dell. Hey, we've got – everybody has to sign up, too, for the Indochino suit, the custom-fitted suit.
Yeah.
And the Houstonian staycation, which we're giving away. But that's going to be an all-day thing from now through Nick's place, and then we will pick the winners on both of those sometime later today or tonight.
You do not have to be there to win the grand prize. We will continue to have giveaways in just a little bit. We'll start having some restaurant giveaways as well. We will start off – with a gift certificate to Pachin, which is kind of an Irish-themed bar. Really good food. Outstanding spot, thanks to our friends over at Studio Communications. So that one will be coming up here in the next, probably about the next break.
Yeah. Okay. We're giving away something just about every segment here, right? On ESPN 97.5, 5868 Westheimer. If you're in the neighborhood, even if you're not, get on over here. We're here till 11, and then we're Nick's place after that. So plenty of stuff going on all day long, and plenty of giveaways. Mark's already given away 3 diamond earring sets.
Yeah, I saw that.
And they're really nice.
Yeah.
Really, really nice. So that's a nice gift for her. If you got okay, so the next one is going to be this one, this pepper. Michael, you're going to do this? Michael wants to do this? We got another pepper out here. I think he is setting us up here. The last one was a sweet pepper, right?
Oh,
this
that one's
one?
A different color.
That is a different color. Yeah. So let's wait on Mark to see exactly if this is the way he's going to go. But the last one was a sweet pepper. Nothing to it, and all the chickens out here were all scared when the one guy wasn't. Dez made Jell-O shots for everybody. Who wants one? Come on. Get in here. It's just a good time had by all. Right here at I want a cheer. How many of you think the Texans are going to beat the Eagles this week? Yeah. All right, how many don't? How many think the Eagles are going to win?
Yeah. Oh, you were just
it's about
saying,
even.
I thought you were trying to get a Jell-O shot, sir. You're just saying you thought the Eagles
it's about
were
even.
Win.
It's about even.
It's
you thought
even.
The Eagles were going to win. What?
The Texans are the Texans fans are. A lot more enthusiastic than the Eagles fans, but it seems about the same, right? This is the biggest game in Bill O'Brien's history.
You think?
Yes.
They played playoff games.
Yeah, against Connor Cook.
No, but they played against the Patriots too.
They played against the Patriots and lost.
You mean because
of
the implications?
No, I'm talking about this would be his best win.
The implications of a win.
Yeah,
what it means.
Because it gives you the 2 seed. It gives you a bye that you've never had before.
Yeah, you can make that argument. Although, frankly, you say that like it's a big deal. I don't think anyone cared. I think people care about results now. I don't think they care about getting byes and 2 seeds. I don't think the general Texans fan thinks the Texans fan wants to see results now.
Yeah. No. But and you're right. And this would be his mark. Name another win that would be bigger than this that he's had.
But he had one with Deshaun last year when Cincinnati was undefeated.
No, that was 3 years ago.
No, when Deshaun's first start is what he's talking about.
Oh, that was the second week of the season. That was a Thursday night game,
is
second
that what
week
you're talking
of the
about?
Season. His first start.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. I'm not thinking of the other.
No, that was Monday night. Yates.
That was
Monday night football
a couple
game.
Years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, that they went in. They were 8-0. They were 8-0.
You know what the
and that was
one?
The red rifle when JJ said we made the red rifle a BB gun.
You know what it was? When they went into New England and beat them with Deshaun last year. Dell, that's the biggest one, right? The win in New England with Deshaun?
No, well, John thinks
they
the
lost.
Win. No, but you thought
they
it was a win because he scored a lot of
Deshaun
points.
Deshaun at the end of the game.
Yeah.
No, they had 30-something.
They
still lost.
They lost.
Oh, well, then it's the win in Seattle.
Well,
no,
they lost
that one, too. And they lost Deshaun for the year.
They had like 38 or something.
Yeah, they
still lost that one, too.
Oh, okay.
No, they lost.
I just get mixed up.
Yeah.
More points matter. Lance, the other team had more points.
Oh,
yes.
Well, it was a Deshaun win.
Yeah,
that's what I call that.
Well, so I'm just honestly, the implications of this game? This is the biggest game. This is the biggest game since Bill O'Brien got here.
These are super. These have to be super strong.
Hey, Dez, why?
This barely has any color.
Did we run out of Jell-O?
This has got to be
Dez,
straight 151.
That's straight 150. Dez, can we please put some Jell-O?
None of the Cowboy games are big wins.
You know,
well, there aren't a lot of. I mean,
19-16 this year. What's that? Did that feel like a big win to you? Especially as
felt
bad.
Like their. What win number was that for them?
Pardon me.
What was that?
That was number 2.
Win 1 or 2?
That was number 2.
Who was 1?
The Colts were win number 1.
That's right. Win number 2. No, it didn't feel as big. You know what? In the stadium, though, people were pretty excited about the win about beating the Cowboys outside the stadium. Do you think there's anything? I don't think there's anything to this, but I know. I was having this argument with Lamont on Twitter, and he thinks that we're just in a sports radio bubble, that people are still really excited about the Texans and that the atmosphere has never been louder at games. Somebody else said that.
I've been to every game. That's not true.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And I know, you know, friends who are out at tailgates say the tailgates aren't just they're not as lit.
It's not as lit.
And
a big game, that huge game for the Titans, there was nobody in the parking lot on that Monday night game. and there was nobody in the stadium to start. Now, are people still excited? Yes, yes, yes. I mean, I don't want to overplay it. I'm not overplaying it. But I'm saying for a 10-4 team, we're not nearly as excited, I think, as I think we should be.
Well, and that's what you're talking about, this win. If you can beat the Eagles in
this
Philadelphia.
I think this would be huge if we can beat them. All right, when we come back, we're going to just check in with John Kay, the North Shore head coach, who's heading up to Dallas, to Arlington, to play the state championship game against Duncanville tomorrow night. This is the best team I think that this area has seen in a while, yeah. And that includes the Katy teams. This North Shore team
is that good.
We'll talk to John Kay on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. You talk about Craig DeServe.
Let me tell you about Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com, see all the great vehicles they have in stock. Because what you'll find is that when you have a company who is out in Angleton like Craig DeServe is, their overhead is going to be lower. So if they're willing to pass the overhead advantages on to you, it's going to be lower prices right up front. It's going to mean higher trade-in values. And honestly, I really don't care where Craig DeServe is. He's going to give you better trade-in values because he recognizes that's an area that he can control. And certain dealer discounts and rebates are going to be, you know, factory set, and they're going to be standard throughout the country. But Craig DeServe says, look, I can offer more for your trade-in values. I can get you these free car washes. I can take the vehicles, drive them to you. If you're too busy in Houston to come get them, we will deliver it and deliver the paperwork for you. They go that extra mile. So whether you're looking for a brand-new Chevy Silverado pickup truck or maybe a Yukon extended body SUV or a Chevy Cruze car or a Buick Enclave, I don't care if it's car, crossover, SUV, or pickup truck, they've got you covered. Out in Angleton, it's Craig DeServe and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com.
Santa Claus is coming to town.